initiatives that inspire the next generation. And through platforms like the Anarchazi, Blue Talk with Sandy, we continue championing conversations that strengthen women's financial well-being, entrepreneurship, and long-term planning. As we celebrate this festive season, may you find time for rest, time for gratitude, and time for the people who matter the most to you. From all of us at Sandy, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2026. Let's keep going.
Time now is 18 hours. Up next is your main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
DMMU successfully evacuates 54 flood victims in Lumezi district. 16 people died during New Year holiday. In global news, Trump warns U.S. will intervene if Iran kills protesters. Good evening and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, with the help of the Zambia Air Force, ZAF, has successfully evacuated 54 flood victims from Kamwala area in Lumezi District, Eastern Province, following the flooding of the Lundazi River, which occurred 5 days ago. DMMU Senior Communications Officer Matthews Musukwa has revealed that the affected individuals have been stranded across the river where they were undertaking agricultural activities but were unable to cross back to their respective homes due to high water levels. Mr. Musukwa has said in a statement that ZAF aircraft made 4 trips to safely transport the 54 victims and their personal belongings to Chiweza area in Kazembe Ward. Meanwhile, Mr. Musukwa has disclosed that the floods have left 127 households homeless in the area after their houses collapsed due to heavy rainfall. He says the affected households are currently camped at Kazembe Primary School, while others from nearby villages such as Chimalilo, Saili and Bodola are being given temporary shelters within their communities. Mr. Musukwa says preliminary assessments indicate that the floods originated upstream in Lundazi district, where critical infrastructures have been damaged, causing destruction of crops and the collapse of houses. He says the DMMU has since commenced distribution of relief supplies of food and non-food items, and that a local businessman in the area, Mr. Alibu, has generously donated 100 bags of 25 kg millimil to support the victims. 16 people died in 136 road traffic accidents recorded countrywide during the New Year holiday between December 31, 2025 and January 2, 2026. Zambia Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi says out of the 136 road traffic accidents, 16 were fatal. Mr. Chilabi says the accidents, mostly caused by human error, also left 24 people seriously injured and 56 with minor injuries. He says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 59 cases, followed by Copperbelt province with 33 cases, while Muchinga province did not record any accidents during the period under review. Mr. Chilabi says excessive speed was the leading cause of accidents, accounting for 36 cases, followed by failure to keep to the near side with 28 cases, and has attributed the relatively low accident rate to enhanced enforcement measures, including intensified patrols and speed management operations. he has disclosed that compared to the 2025 New Year holiday, which spanned 4 days and recorded 166 road traffic accidents, the 2026 New Year holiday, which covered a two-day period, recorded a reduction of 30 accidents.
Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 59 cases, followed by Copper Belt with 33 cases. Other provinces recorded accidents as follows: Southern 8, Eastern 8, Northwestern 8, Central 7, Luapula 7, Northern 5, Western 1, while Muchinga province recorded no accidents during the period under review. Most accidents were caused by human error. Excessive speed was the leading cause, accounting for 36 cases, followed by failure to keep to the near side with 28 cases.
The Chingola Magistrate Court has adjourned to 15th and 26th January 2026 for mention a matter in which 34 people are accused of terrorism, arson and riotous behavior linked to the stoning of President Hakainde Hichilema on November 8, 2025 at Shiwempala Market. Presiding Magistrate Mabin Kapaya, sitting at Kamfinsa Correctional Facility, adjourned the case after one of the juveniles accused among the nine recently granted bail arrived late for court with his sureties. Both the defense and the state applied for an adjournment with Magistrate which Magistrate Kapaya granted, but warned the juvenile accused and their sureties against absconding or reporting late for court, failure of which will result in the revocation of their bail. Earlier, the court dismissed an application by defense lawyer Gavin Nyirongo to have one of the accused treated as a child and granted bail after submitting that the accused's age was incorrectly recorded by the arresting officer due to confusion at the time of arrest. The state opposed the application, arguing that the national registration card and the under 5 card presented to court bear conflicting dates of birth, with the under 5 card allegedly showing signs of alteration. The 34 accused include 9 juveniles who were recently granted bail, while 25 adults remain in custody, as terrorism is a non-bailable offence. The Community Action Against Corruption has expressed doubt if the summoning of Lusaka Catholic Archbishop Alec Banda by the Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, will be handled fairly owing to public statements made by senior government officials on the matter. Organization Chief Executive Officer Brighton Temple says the summoning appears scripted and has challenged the DEC and the Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, to prove to Zambians that no one is above the law. He demands that the two institutions explain why more than 2 years on they have not summoned or arrested any person linked to the Financial Intelligence Center reports of 2023 and 2024, which expose the alleged loss of billions of dollars to individuals who appear to be above the law. Mr. Tembo further calls on DEC and ACC to publish the names of senior government officials from the current administration and cabinet ministers who have been placed on forced leave while under corruption investigations, arguing that such disclosures are necessary to demonstrate impartiality and restore public confidence. He insists that public statements by senior officials, including derogatory labels such as Lucifer, that have not been retracted or apologized for, create a perception that the Archbishop's treatment, arrest, and any subsequent prosecution may be predetermined.
Demonstrate that the current corruption fight has no one above the law by explaining clearly the reasons why it has taken over 2 years without any progress made concerning people highlighted in the Financial Intelligence Center reports of 2023 and 2024, in which Zambia lost billions of dollars. Then on the issue of Archbishop Alec Banda, we feel the Archbishop will not receive fair arrest and fair trial. Looking at statements that senior government officials have been making concerning issues surrounding the Archbishop, so it's like the Archbishop's fate is already predetermined and it is already scripted.
In global news, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned Iran's authorities against killing peaceful protesters, saying Washington will come to their rescue. In a brief post on social media, Trump said the U.S. is locked and loaded and ready to go, but gave no further details. At least 6 people are reported to have been killed in Iran on Thursday after almost a week of mass protests sparked by worsening economic conditions. On this and other world stories,